Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning to our Easy Way family. Wow, time is going by so fast. Eric, are you ready to rock and roll?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Dad. I am ready to rock and roll. Good morning to everybody on this wonderful Monday morning.
A lot of exciting
morning.
Stuff going on here. I'm just trying to keep up with you, Eric.
A lot of exciting stuff. I got an award last night. So did our program director for the TV, Derek. That was kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Shout out to the National Media Awards, Eugene, Sydney, and all them. And shout out to all the Easy Way family, man. We appreciate you guys. And anybody that's new that's tuning in, you can catch us. Just Google us on Easy Way Radio. Go to the new platform, easywaypodcast.com, and look up Radio Boomers Live. You'll find the show. I'm excited for the show. We got some great guests today.
You had a lot of fans there last night. I was there, and they were I know you tried to make it, and you can't be every place at once. You need to make some clones, Eric. You need clones. But they're coming up saying, "Where's Eric? Tell Eric I said hi." You know, I mean, you definitely got a fan base. So I've been hearing so much stuff about, you know, the Wall of Fame, and people are so excited getting on the wall with, I don't know how many you're looking at, 500,000, 600,000, 700,000 people a month come to the wall. And it's like the Walk of Fame, only it's a wall. It's something you built on the internet, and people could touch your picture, and it shows you everything they do, and it's really innovative. And they're saying, "How did you think of that?" But that's the way it is. And then the pitch party is rock and roll. And I think with that, maybe we should kind of get rolling. We got a little bit of a late starter out of the gate, but we want to start rolling with our hot topics, or what do we got?
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, at, you know, March 4th, you're talking about what happened. It was Christmas, and then it was going into the new year. We're talking about resolutions, and here we are going into March. Does it really seem to be going fast? Well, you know, science says it does. For older people, it does, because there's information that it shows that the way we process when you're younger is different than the way you process information when you get older. So it seems to actually go faster. Well, forecasters raise expectations for 2024. The U.S. economy says this year is looking to be a much better year than was predicted. So let's switch over to this. Listen, if you're planning on, always do a little research. Like, for instance, if you're going to go skiing, maybe you better hold off to make sure you can get up there, because you're talking about 7 feet of snowfall, and plus some areas with the drifts could be much higher. You have 190 mile per hour winds, avalanche warnings hit the Sierra Nevada, and with those heavy snow and winds, it's going to definitely affect the roads. So they don't know how long it's going to take sometimes to tow that stuff out, and there's more to come. Gaza ceasefire talks kind of at a standoff as the hunger and pressure grows there. Allies are working to get more aid in there as quickly as possible, help all the people in need. Good news for Trump: Supreme Court rules the states cannot remove him from the ballot, and he is steamrolling at all the locations he's going to. They say that they're all these areas that he's in, auditoriums and stadiums and that, are just packed, and people can't get in, so they're thousands outside, and they put up monitors so they could see what's going on. And they say, this is, never seen this before. The race delegates, okay, I'm getting a question. Who's still there? Okay, so Ramsaway had dropped out. He was a good speaker, popular guy, but he dropped out, and he's supporting Trump. DeSantis, he had 9 delegates. He's dropped, and he's a supporter. Haley's still hanging in there. She's with 43. And Christie was, he's dropped out. Trump's at 244, so moving right along here. Cost of living, all right, the food bills, a lot of complaints about the food bills, and gone up about 25%. In 2019, fuel has gone up about 50%, and home prices since 2000 and 2022, 162%. So lower rates are keeping many in their homes. People at 2 and 3%, they're not leaving. 60% of workers say that the inflation, their income is not keeping up with inflation. But there's always the in and the yang. The solution would be, you know, stepping up the income, extra, you know, having creative ways to make income and cutting back. But the changes are coming, like washers and dryers are becoming more efficient. Solar is helping electric bills. Also, Inflation Reduction Act raises $300 billion over 10 years to help. And good news for those over 64, there's a food allowance card, which is going to be issued to seniors that qualify. It's going to be $2,170. You can use it for card or possibly other things. So we're ending on a good note. There you go.
That's your message.
Couple hot topics. How's that sound? Okay, so anyway.
Sounds good. It's always great hot topics, Dad. Always great information. Want to encourage everybody to go to easywaynetwork.com, create your free account. You can Easyway I is really the social network that all the magic's happening within the community. And again, easywaypodcast.com, search Radio Boomers Live. That's the show that we're on right now. You can also catch us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, and so much more. You can also go to Easyway Family on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram, and follow us. Follow the movement. And me, personally, Eric Zulli, I'm almost at 1 million followers. Help me get there, guys.
Congratulations. Amazing.
Thank
you.
I tried to count almost 1 million followers. Worked pretty hard to get there. We're going to go to commercial break, guys. And when we come up, the next guest that we have has a very unique technology. He's known as Mr. Call to Action. And it's a very unique technology, similar to the QR code, but it's really called a call to action symbol, trademarked. And, I mean, if you want to get the call to action and the ROI, this is the guy that you really talk to. So don't go anywhere, guys. Create your free account. Connect with who you listen to and who you watch. Easyway.tv. Check out some of the content that we have. And we're proud to announce the new Easyway News. So everything happening, everything that we got going on, everything our members are doing, it's all at easywaynews.com. So don't go anywhere, guys. Tell your friends about the show and hit us up at easywaypromotions@gmail.com if you'd like to be on the show. So hit us up, and we'll be right back after this commercial break with Jim Bannon, Mr. Call to Action. Hey, Easyway Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easyway Magazine, Easyway Radio, Easyway TV, and join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there. All right, we are back on Radio Boomers Live, guys. Make sure you subscribe, easywaypodcast.com. And again, if you like what you're hearing and what you're listening to, you can actually look up Jim Bannon and you can connect with him. He's a video producer, world's number one expert in QR code technology, social media influencer, national political leader, and created the first paperback book in history to become. This is his bio, and we're going to learn a little bit more about the actual facts behind all of this. And I mean, guys, you really got to listen up. He's a two-way interactive digital dialogue experience, trademarked engineer. And again, known as Mr. Call to Action, learn a lot about the technology side of how to get an ROI, working with a lot of great people and pending a lot of different, he's building his board of directors. So he's always looking for people to get on board and help. And so he is a gold member of the Easy Way network, and definitely you want to make sure you look him up and connect with him. So without further ado, let's bring to the show Mr. Call to Action himself, the founder of ROItrack.com, Jim Bannon. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mr. Bannon is connected. Jim, are you on with us?
Yes, thank you, Eric and James. And I'll tell your audience, I'm 74 years old. And I have never been more impressed than these two gentlemen with the Easy Way Network. And I tell you, I have vast, vast connections, but nothing like the genius that I found here with Easy Way. And I was not paid for that commercial. So I am both humbled and honored to be here.
Thank you, Jim. And Jim and I were born about the same year. No, we were born the same year. And, you know, we've seen the transition. And, Jim, have you ever seen any transition happening so much than in the last several years, especially even the last year with technology? But we go back to where, how did we connect with people, Jim? We needed a dime, right? You go to the payphone, you had a dime. That's how we call somebody. There was no pagers.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
Absolutely. And I just spent the last 2 hours with another birthday girl. She was born in 1950 on November 12th. Her name's Beverly Zemet, and I fell totally in love with her. And we are going to collaborate big time. So all of the connections with Easy Way have just lit up my life.
It'll definitely keep you busy. It's quite a chore for me to keep up with Eric. But, you know, talking about resourcing, I mean, now young people, old people, they can just – they have so many ways of resourcing what, like, Eric has built and, you know, what's out there that never existed. And now with the there's just so much with the podcasts, with the different you know, the only way we had a radio is you turn on the radio and listen to it, or watching TV. Now you can have your own show, and it's instantaneous, and you can get out to somebody who's in another country by picking up your phone. So the opportunities are endless. When you get on that wagon or that program, then you have to find out, how do I actually get out there to make it successful? And that's where Eric's got the key. And you have so much technology going on. I don't know how you keep up with all that, but, boy, you're really plugged in a lot of stuff. How did all that happen, Jim?
Well, to bring it down to two bullet points, the two things that I fell in love with are AI and Web3. Now, I don't do AI myself. I have some of the world's experts do it for me because of Twitter Spaces. I am very well known up there. And my presentation in front of the Arizona Board of Education was created by ChatGPT, and I blew their socks off. So you talk about having an impact. We're going to take the worst education system in the country and make it number one, all because somebody took my partner's book and ran it through ChatGPT, and this fat guy from Gold Canyon walked up to a microphone. That's pretty damn amazing. Now,
absolutely.
My partner is building a $100 million virtual university. He was voted Professor of the Year worldwide by UNESCO. He's for 41 years been Senior Professor at DeVry Keller Graduate School of Management, and he is creating Ariston U, which is using holography, AI, and VR to create the Harvard in the Silicon Valley of Web 3. Now, how impressive is that, right?
You put that on a very high list of impressive things. Also, can you share a little bit about your cube?
Yeah.
I should say your magic cube.
The story was I was the best known unemployed guy in Chicago in 2001. I was involved in a $4 billion merger, and that was the end of my corporate career. So for 9 years, I tried to find gainful employment, and I ended up with this little company called Toyota. And they developed this technology called QR codes in 94. And they licensed only one company in North America. So I started playing with it. And one day I got a phone call and I hide his name. So we'll just call him Name Redacted. So Name Redacted calls me on the phone and he says, Jim, I am Name Redacted. My company is Name Redacted. And I don't want you selling my software. And I said, wait a minute, who the hell are you? And he repeated himself. And I realized I'm talking with the chief kahuna, right? And he repeated himself, I do not want you selling my software. He says, you know, I got people that talk to people. I don't talk to people, but I wanted to talk to you. And here's why. You've been absolutely transparent and totally honest. I just can't figure out what you're doing. So after a two-hour conversation, he talked about paying me affiliate or dollars or whatever, and I said, nope, I don't. I want to be the best salesperson you never paid. But what I want is I want unfettered access to your platform. He said, done. And who's that partner of yours in Roatan, Honduras? Him, too. What about the girl in New York? Her, too. So we've been together over a decade. Now, he white-labeled me because, as Eric is telling you, I got some rough edges, and I communicate differently than almost anybody on Earth, and some people don't like that, and the perception is not always positive. However, I never learned how to color between the lines, so this Name Redacted is actually white-labeling me on his platform so that mine doesn't get associated with his world-famous company. But he still loves me. He's still my support guy. And I took what Toyota developed and licensed, and over 13 years of trial and error, I totally changed it and put it on steroids. So when somebody says QR code to me today, I think they're swearing. Because that's what amateurs do, okay? They publish a QR code naked and alone, and that's the first thing I tell them, do not do. Never, never, never. Did I say that three times? Just like when God said something three times in the Bible, it usually meant to his apostles, guys, listen up, this is important. Never publish a QR code naked and alone, and sorry, Eric, that's what you're doing. You're going to lose between 20 and 70% of your target market, and I have the data to prove it. So if you use a call to action symbol, I just used an example. Maybe it's still up here. I used an example in the conference that I was in. Well, I can look at another one. Give me a quick second. I'm looking at a report. I'm going to tell you how many people they would have lost by doing it the way that freebie software does, naked and alone, versus how I do it with a call to action. And this first campaign, here's 505. Oh, wow. This one's amazing. This is a bad example because I'm mainly posting it on Facebook. But 499 out of 505 visits came from using the human readable URL that is always a part of my call to action symbol. Only 6 were QR code scans. So if an amateur just got freebie software, he'd get, or she would get, 6 visits. What I got was 505. Now, that's a little lopsided.
Yeah,
that's a little lopsided, to be honest. Most of the campaigns are showing that always the human readable URL that's part of the QR code is the number one way people access. The scans are still in the minority. But you would have lost all that traffic if you didn't use my system.
See? You know, and we've talked about, you know, we had some good conversations. And, you know, the timeline in history, it just, when you look, when historians go back and archaeologists, you go back a million years or whatever, it's basically a straight line going across until you had the, you know, things like Oppenheimer comes along. There's a blip, and that's something different. And then we had the Industrial Revolution. That changed. These are things that just changed the world. And now with the, you know, the Internet comes along, that was a change. But it took eons until you get a little blip. And then there was one, and it would take 50 years, 80 years, still another. But now, as the Internet came along, that's poof, all of a sudden you go from that to this AI and everything that's going on in between. I think this is going to be such a game changer that I don't even know if people can keep up with what AI is doing, because, you know, like, we've developed engines, and after World War II, we rebuilt and helped them rebuild Japan, and they brought an American economist in there to help, and they developed what's called a theory of Kanai, constant never-ending improvement, which the Japanese, of course, everybody knows, did with their engines, you know, the Toyota and everything, and the engines were amazing. But that was people creating new engines and all the other new phones and new this, new that. But now it's going to be incorporated into an AI system. Now you're talking about an entity that can restructure this, whatever it is, at a far faster pace than man could do it. So where the heck is this heading? They're going to be handing us an engine that makes ours look antiquated, you know?
Well, let me give you 2 examples on exactly what you're saying. I'm not the oldest, but I am the newest. I am the newest member of Central Arizona College, which has got 5 campuses. It's our Arizona Community College. And I am in the SBDC program, Small Business Development Center. Now, the head of that department is my instructor. And because of the 2 businesses that I'm running, his boss is very interested in sitting into my sessions. So the last session, they had me do this plan, and to do the plan, I had to have a ChatGPT, an open AI tool. So here I am in college, the first time since 1971, and my first project requires AI to complete it. Now, I go home, a couple days goes by, I spend a lot of time on Twitter Spaces, and I forgot his name, but the guy who's the head of NVIDIA, you know, their stock went up like 1,000% in 5 months. And he was a very interesting speaker. But what caught me with what he said was they could not build their chips without AI. It's impossible.
It's part of the manufacturing process. Not to interrupt you, but NVIDIA stock is great. We actually own some of the NVIDIA stock, and that's amazing. I mean, it really intrigues me on how every single time that you open your mouth, somebody important comes out of it and you're involved with it. What do you think that is that's given you access not only to what you have access to, but what makes them really want to work with you? Because, I mean, and this is for all the listeners out there that have a business and is maybe wondering how to build their brand, how to build their business, whatever they need to do. And like you said, your business is evolving right now as far as the look and the feel and appeal, but yet you still have these people that are attracted to you. What do you think it is that you're doing, and how can you give advice to our listeners that's attracting these high profile people that are high net worth individuals?
Well, there's three things. First of all, I almost flunked out of college. I went to the University of Connecticut. I had 12 80s on my SATs, and I was the dumbest kid in my dorm of 60 people. I had two people who had 1600s. And now, if I'd gone to class every now and then and didn't drink and party, it might have been different. But I flunked my fifth-level math course, Introductory Theory Equations, as an electrical engineer. So here I am, a sophomore, and I looked in the mirror and I said, Jim, if you weren't farting around and you went to class, could you have passed that? And the answer was no. So I changed my major, and I had to work 40 hours a week and carry 18 credits to graduate. And I got a 2.1 in my last quarter. So my total graduation number, I got a 3-something. So my total graduation number was 2.1. But what happened when I graduated is I started reading. I was reading books because they didn't have a job. And I became a voracious reader. So that's number one. Number two is I have this tremendous yearning for learning. And, man, am I attracted like a moth to a light bulb when it comes to somebody who's smarter than me. And I'm discovering that almost everybody's smarter than me. So that's number two. Number three is the fact that I've had cancer twice, and every member of my family is a member of ImmermanAngels.org. Here's a commercial. They, any type of cancer anywhere in the world, within 24 hours of diagnosis, they match a cancer fighter with a cancer survivor of the same exact profile. And when my daughter was dying, there were two things that she told me. One, Daddy, I'm so proud I just became an Immerman angel for a girl in California. And number two, Daddy, you got some pretty broad experience and a tremendous network. I want you to pay it forward with random acts of kindness. And then she died. So every morning I say a prayer to her. Every night I go, honey, how am I doing? And that's the thing. You know, it's just volunteer, 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 and you just keep giving and giving and giving. And pretty soon, people start responding. Well, soon. It took me 13 years and cost me my wife of 42 years. But 13 years, it'll come around.
Yeah, Eric's right up that alley with giving. I remember so many, many hours that he spent helping. Even not only on the holidays, but on Christmas Day itself, he's on the phone helping somebody get through this tech thing. They say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but in this case it does. I'm not a tech person.
We have to get to the next segment, and I'm so intrigued, and we have listeners, by the way, commenting and wanting to learn more. So guys, if you do want to learn more, get connected to Jim, there's so much more. We're going to keep having him back. You guys can go to easywayi.com, create your free account. The invite code is easyway, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. And look for Jim Bannon. Look for his profile. Get connected to him. You're going to hear a lot more about him on our groups and our pages and social media. It's really interesting what you got going on, Jim, and we're so glad to have you on. In closing, is there anything that you're specifically wanting to tell people about to go to a call of action, Mr. Call to Action?
Well, first of all, my platform is ROI, as in return on investment, track without the K, TRAC.com. That's my link tree, ROITRAC.com, and the first button is my homepage. But if I can ask you to do anything, please pay attention to the Lions Club. James has got a charity for children for eyesight. The Lions Club is the largest in the world. We are the largest philanthropic organization. We have a seat on the United Nations and I am honored and humbled to be the communication director for Lions Quest 2024. It is the most impactful social and emotional training program for at-risk kids in the United States. And we are working with the court system because every 42 seconds, a juvenile stands in front of a judge. In more than half the cases, they're removed from their home. So we're going to give them a bag or a backpack with a Lions logo on it, embroidered, hashtag we serve, hashtag kindness matters. And if you can join us, we would love you.
We have to get the next segment. And that's amazing that you're doing that. And then also, too, thank you for the kind words and the compliments. We look forward to a lot more with ROI Track and Jim Bannon. Thank you so much. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go to Carmelita's Corner next. Again, look for Jim Bannon on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. And thanks again, Jim.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new EasyWay store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 EasyWay Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EasyWay, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit EasyWayNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, here we are again, Radio Land. And we are here to win. Okay, I've got a winner coming your way. Her name is Dome Jones, and is she gorgeous? Oh, my goodness. Have you ever seen anybody with rainbow hair? Well, she's got it. And not only does she have rainbow hair, she has a whole lot of wonderful plans to help make the world a better place, okay? And she's also running for office. A politician on our side, okay? A politician for the people, a politician who cares about the people. And she's running for the Assembly District number 72. And she has a rich background. I mean, she's been through so many challenges. Her life journey is characterized by adversity and achievement. It also serves as an inspiration. I mean, if you really look at her life, it reads like a book. But she's overcome, as I said, so much. But look at her now. She has her own TV show, the Dome Jones television show, which is based out of Vietnam. And she wound up there because of her activity as a missionary, which led her to Vietnam. So she speaks Tagalog, and she's able to communicate in that language as well as communicate in so many ways with different sectors of the community. In our community, she deals with the young people, the elders. She is not only a public figure, but she's a symbol of hope and empowerment. So let me bring her on now. Dome, are you there?
I am here. Hello, Carmelita.
Hello, Dome.
I'm so glad to be here with everyone and so excited. Well, tomorrow's our primaries, March 5th, and we are working hard to let everyone know that they get to vote for unity and for us all coming together.
Yes, yes, that should be the bottom line, because we all come from the same source. Whether people want to realize it or acknowledge it or not, people have become so tribal in America, you know, this one's
right.
In that group, and that one's in that group over there, and you know, they don't want to see eye to eye, but that's because we have been flooded with a lot of disinformation. We have
that's
been flooded.
Right.
And it's not coming from America, I have to tell you. It's coming from another part of the world, namely
right.
a certain European part of the world that wants to destroy America. And people just don't realize it. It's so sad.
And what I'm doing in my race, Carmelita, and to everyone listening, we are running to be the first ever, the youngest ever person elected to the California State Legislature in Orange County, California's history, as well as being the first African-American person ever elected to the California State Legislature in Orange County's history. This is a big deal. This is a historical election. And I want everyone to know that I am someone that is a proponent through my adversity, having grown up homeless. My mom had me at 13 years old. Life was never easy for me, but I do believe in working hard to achieve your dreams, and I believe in uplifting our young ones and taking wisdom from those who have become before us. So this is a race that is for not only like Democrats, but independents, Republicans, anyone who wants a reasonable legislator who's actually going to bring economic prosperity to Orange County, but more than anything, harmony to us as a humanity at this time in our time we're living in.
And that is what we need more than anything else right now, Dome. We need harmony. People learning to get along. You remember Rodney King back in the day when he said, can't we just all get along?
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
I mean, you know, we all come from the same source. We all have the same wants and needs. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be prosperous. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants to be fed. I mean, we all want a roof over our heads. I mean, on and on and on. We have more than in common than not. I mean, we're all, really, we're all members of the same family, the human family. We are all brothers and sisters.
Amen, Carmelita. I couldn't agree with you more. And at the end of the day, I always say when I'm on the campaign trail to everyone listening, I always say the heart that's beating in my chest will beat inside your chest too, because we are not born red or blue or any other color. We are born human first. And that is something that we get to get back to the core and center of, because fear has been constantly used as a tool to divide and to conquer by those with power, arrogance, ego, and greed. But love is the one thing that can conquer all things. So I am definitely saying we can have a leader who is led by empathy and compassion and can put love into legislation.
Exactly. And that's what we need more than anything else, because of this business of hatred and fear, which is being propelled by the opposition, it's not going to win. I mean, love is always going to prevail over hatred.
Exactly. And with that prevalence of love and using that as a tool, we can even talk about the things that love can get done in legislation. For example, if we have loving leaders, they're willing to provide a rhetoric to the public that doesn't divide, that doesn't cause us to say spiteful and vitriolic things to one another. We can also count on myself when I go to Sacramento, and I am the next legislature for District 72, we can count on me to actually work on stopping things like environmental injustices, you know, helping with preventing offshore drilling so we do not have oil spills, by standing up for all communities to live their lives as they wish, prevent people from getting into the personal lives of families and their decisions so that they can make their own choices. Because we don't want a society that's fascist. We don't want a society that's dominated by any authoritarian regime. We want to be the democracy that we aspire to be, to live up to our highest ideals.
Exactly. You are so well spoken. And I wish the public could see you right now, that we had Technicolor radio, because you are so gorgeous. And I just love your Technicolor rainbow hair. I've never seen anybody with a hairstyle like yours.
You know,
it makes
you know,
makes you stand out.
Right. A lot of people, they get kind of shocked when they see my hair, these rainbow locks. And when they ask me, well, Dom, why is your hair all these different colors? Because, in fact, I was on The Amazing Race, on CBS's The Amazing Race, and it was one of the reasons that they picked us to race around the world for $1 million, because they thought that my look was unique. But I tell people, the reason why my hair is this color is because it reflects the love and the light that lives inside of Thick Way, not ever trying to be anyone else, because no one can be me, because I'm uniquely me, and no one can be anyone else, or you, Carmelita, or anyone. We are all unique, and part of the thing in society is that we have to stop trying to push people into a box and let one another be flow freely into their own identity.
Exactly, because we are all unique. You know, when I was teaching public school, I taught art, and I explained to my students that no two are going to see things the same way. And when they express themselves on paper or on canvas with paint or whatever, you might be looking, for example, at the same still life, which is, you know, a still life, meaning inanimate objects, you know, like maybe a vase and a bowl or something like that that's not going to move. Well,
yeah.
They'll all look at it the same thing, but each one is going to produce a different result. It's going to look uniquely like them, what they are expressing. And I let them know that that is very important for them to express their own unique persona.
Exactly. And the uniqueness of an individual, it allows us to appreciate the individual. Think about this, and I would encourage the listeners to think about this too. Think that if you or anyone else you know just constantly is like the other person next to them, if we just have a replica of one another, as you just said, Carmelita, we can't experience the uniqueness of the individual. And even myself, because I don't consider myself a politician naturally. I'm someone who loves people, and I owned a gym, and I helped people heal their bodies and take care of their health. But I've realized that the health of our government is affecting our civilian life and our everyday-to-day dealings that we have with one another. And entering this space where everyone tends to wear suits or suits and dresses and kind of look a certain way, I come in with my very bohemian look, my look of love, and I flow with my hair. And when people kind of are shocked by me, but they're also shocked that I've been able to remain and have a hold and grow in these spaces, what I say to them is this: we are all craving authenticity. We are all craving someone to stand up and be who they uniquely and truly are. And when we see that, that gives us all permission to really realize that it is okay, and we don't even need to ask if it's okay. So I am here to be a beacon to our young people. I am honored and humbled to do so.
And you really work from coast to coast. I remember that you said one time when we were speaking on the phone that you were working in Mexico with some young people down there. I mean, you know, you don't know any boundaries or borders. You cross all territory, and you are definitely a global leader and an inspirational leader. And Dome, I know we got off to a late start today, but I have got one eye looking at the clock, and we're going to have to get on our horse and ride off into the sunset. I'm glad that
Indeed.
You had so many wonderful things to tell our listeners. And I hope that they're
mm-hmm.
paying attention. And the most important thing, of course, is the message LOVE. And please
yes.
give them your website.
Absolutely. Everyone can definitely go to my website at Dom Jones, D-O-M as in Mary Jones.org. I ask that you donate, because I will be on the November presidential ballot. We will want to win this for all of us. And my Instagram is domjones.unity. Please support what we're doing for love, for unity, for America. Carmelita, I love you, Easy Way, and I love your listeners. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, Loman, and we love you. Thank you, Dome.
Thank you.
Okay. Carmelita's Corner knocks it out of the, every time. She has such interesting guests. And I don't know how many times I've connected with Carmelita at various events, at the Queen Mary Rose Breast Cancer events. And, you know, we go to a lot of people in Easy Way Family, like the event we just went to the other day. We go to events at Rama's Chinese Theater, all over. Not only Hollywood and Beverly Hills, but, you know, all over California. The one we went to in Beverly Hills, it was, I think Eric had a birthday there one time, and another time we were there.
Yeah, I've had so many birthdays and so many events now since 2004. I don't remember anymore, but not to mention all the digital events. And actually, speaking of it, guys, you know my birthday is coming up, and I love the Easy Way family. Shout out to Dom too for the little shout out to the Easy Way family, and we got to chat. I love what you're doing, Dad. What I want to get into, and you know I'm going to give you the microphone back, but we've had a lot of people asking questions about Easy Way News, and this new
Easy Way News is getting exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, this new news site, guys, go to easywaynews.com. This new news site is attached to everything else that we're doing, which is giving our members, which is free. You can create your own free account. You get your own digital dashboard, and inside of that dashboard gives you access to the Wall of Fame, which is our directory of all the high-quality members that we have, our social network, which is similar to Facebook and LinkedIn, so you can interact, create groups, chat with one another, post what you have going on, your updates, and so much more. Our promotional agency and branding company. You know, we're branding 24 people right now, 24 companies, working with them. Our podcast network, we have up to 30 podcasts now. We're helping people get their message out there in very unique ways, as well as monetizing the microphone, the events center. So if people want to get their events out there, if they have a message they want to put out there, it's just like kind of Eventbrite. You can make money. You can
so interactive.
Get the word out there. You get and then we have Easy Way Magazine, which is an actual printed magazine, pre-order print, and a quarterly magazine, TV network. We have Easy Way TV, and we actually have some great news for you guys. We just put the order in. We're now advancing it. We're now putting Easy With TV out on all major mobile devices. You'll be able to download the app on your Android or Apple device, as well as Roku, Apple, Amazon, Google TV, and we're nationally syndicated to four other new channels. We're even on cable television. We also have Easy Way Images, and now Easy Way News. So Easy Way News is really that newspaper, that news site that really puts out that information. And really, it's designed, the SEO and the team behind it is designed to make your story go viral. It's really that simple. So it's designed to get the message out there for all of our members, all of the things we have going on. And you know, Dad, we've really looked into it, and there's so much happening within the Easy Way family now. There's so many cool things. Like, I'm literally just listening to this interview with Dom. And what she's in Orange County. I mean, we have homeless centers and organizations we work with in Orange County. We work with so many resources. We're doing a major, huge award show benefiting Better Vision for Children at the end of this year in Orange County. So that's Orange County news. We can have a subsection specifically on Orange County news. And there's going to be so much attraction that we could draw to Dom just off of Easy Way News. And it's really how many views come in. We're getting an average of 200 to 300 views on pretty much all the stories we put out so far. We put about 6 of them, and we haven't even launched yet. We haven't even done this for a week. We just barely put the site out, but everybody flocked to Easy Way News. And we want to give a shout out to Jim Bannon and ROI Track for being our first official advertiser. And you guys need to check out that ad on Easy Way News and check out his 1 hour, 26 minute training on what is call to action symbol and how does it help your business. It's really unique. We had a story with Reggie Sweet Johnson in getting inducted in the Boxing Hall of Fame. Nikki Rich wore Kate Coven at the NAACP Awards which is involved with Al Pacino. That's Al Pacino's stepmom, and that Kate Coven's like blowing up. It's an amazing jewelry line. Everybody's wearing Kate Coven now.
Unbelievable.
Not to mention Dr. Giolini doing things all over the world with the Olympia Awards. Like, that's just a small idea of what's going to be on Easy Way News. I'm sorry, Dad. Go ahead. I just got into my mode.
No, you know, Eric, you've created something that I've had people call me up that have similar situations, promotional companies and ad agencies, and they're just dumbfounded. This one gentleman, he said, we have a successful agency for advertising. He said, but I have to meet your son. What he's created, we've never seen before. You have so many platforms, and you're resourcing the new age of, you know, like the old days, you'd have certain ways to run ads. Now, the interactive and the resourcing, what you have is off the charts. And they said, you know, he said, how did he build that? But see, it comes with not only the cutting edge technology of, you know, expanding online and the internet and sharing and hashtagging and so on and so forth, but it comes with the relationships and the kind of people you know in the industry. And I've had people literally in shock. They said,
well, you know, Dad, it's not about
I hooked up with Eric, and it just, within a day or two, I've wound up on shows, I've wound up doing interviews.
It's not about who you know. It's about who knows you, and that speaks volume on how people know you. I want you guys to really listen and think about this. How do your relationships that have leverage, that have abilities, that have power, whatever you want to call it, that have influence? How do your relationships look at you? And when someone looks at you in a certain way, think about this. When you have a relationship and you make a phone call, if they're in a meeting, are they going to pick up your call and say, hey, I'm in a meeting, I'll call you back? Or are they just going to ignore your call? So it's really about who knows you. How do they know you? And what is that relationship really like? And think about that. If they don't know you in the way to where they're going to pick up your phone call, if they're in a meeting versus them not, then think about how you're nurturing your relationships, how you're working with your relationships. What are you doing for your relationships? And it's really just a serve for serve type of basis. And I worked very, very hard since 2000. I mean, been doing this for 24 years.
That's an understatement.
I pride myself in making sure that I take care of these relationships, and I'm a man of my word. The company is we do what we say we're going to do. And I think that people respect that. So what is the respect range with the relationship that you have? So hopefully that advice helps you guys out a little bit. And now we're at the point where the influence is very, very strong. And you make a phone. And here's another thing, too. If you want to get out there, it's really your relationships that does that. How do you truly get out there? And this is where Easy Way News comes in. If you put a news story out on anything, and I'm sure you guys didn't know half the stuff I just told you guys on the show today on what's happening with the Easy Way Network, the Easy Way family. If you put a news story out, how many people are going to press that share button? Because a lot of people have followers, but how much engagement do you have? How much activity do you have? Are people pressing the follow button? Are they liking? Are they commenting? Are they supporting you? What is your community truly like? Our community, we pride on high-profile, actionable, heartfelt individuals. And so it is truly like a family. When we post you,
it is.
We put you out on Easy Way News, people are going to press the share button. They're going to tell people, especially if it's good news, if it's good information, and if you're making a difference, if you're making impact. That's how I got to almost a million followers on Instagram, is just
and
serving and loving and appreciating.
There.
Power of appreciation, Dad, power of affiliation, and power of association is everything.
And you've exceeded the follow-up section there. I mean, talking about, you know, following up beyond and then following up with that, people are saying, wow, I'm amazed I could actually, you know, they could connect with you and then you respond. But that's what it's all about. And you're talking about the family. People have made comments many times about this is a, well, my comment is this is a professional group of entrepreneurs, or if they're not entrepreneurs, they're people working wherever. and they're planning on possibly breaking off and starting their own business. But it's, you know, you hear comments like these are just good people, and it is like a family, and it's caring people. People will follow up with other people. How are you doing with that? How are you doing with this? And it's, that's what makes it very unique. And I've even had that happen at events where people had come up to me, and like this one person said, I remember it was ACS events that you helped with, and it was your event, and he came up, he said, I've been to many events over the last 30 years, and he said, when he comes to your events, there's a different atmosphere in the air. It's just a good atmosphere, a caring atmosphere, and that's important. But, you know, well, geez, here we are again, Eric, with the time ticking, and it's 11 o'clock already, but the time is changing, and you're resourcing that change, and that's why a lot of these people that many people can't get to. I mean, I won't mention all the names, but there are people that are very difficult, if at all possible, to get to, and they call you up. Eric, what's going on with this? How's it? Because you seem to be on the cutting edge of the cutting edge of what's going on. And like I say, this new world that's coming up with AI, I have no idea where that's going, because it's going to be ahead of the people that developed it. And so,
and that's another thing too that I want to actually address that AI is everything, and we are hey, look, even the dogs are listening. We even got animals as fans. Tell Hopper I said hi. There's the easy way mascot, guys. So AI is truly a tidal wave that you want to get on board with. It's a wave. It's a digital wave that you want to search. It is everything, and it is something that's very cost effective, is going to save you a lot of money in your business. And we are going their direction. That is version 2.0 of EasyWay I. And one of the reasons we call it EasyWay I is we knew the direction AI was headed, and wait until you guys see the AI we're adding to this platform. But, you know, just anybody that's tuning in, this new, you definitely want to get a free profile. You can add your videos. You can add your appointment button so people can actually get a booked appointment with you. You can add your bio, your business, your links. You can get reviews. You can add your website, all of your social media. So everything is kind of condensed and packaged into one place. And then there's a connect button on your profile that allows you to go to our social network. So then you can really connect with the community. You could post what you have going on, and you'd be surprised on who it's the quality of eyeballs that see your post. We pride ourselves on being an elite exclusive network of high quality individuals that want to give back. And these individuals are powerful, relationships. And one person, you know, it's about the quality, not the quantity. One person that sees what you're doing, that has the power, that has the influence to make a major impact, is exponential with our network. And we're gonna grow those numbers, of course, but we're growing quality numbers. So we welcome you guys here. We welcome you to the EasyWay family if you're listening. Make sure you go to the EasyWay Wall of Fame and check out the blog posts. We now just added, for those of you guys that are members, we just added a blogging section that allows you to actually add your article, whatever promotion you have going on. And then we may take that article and we may pick that up and we may put it on EasyWay News, which is the bigger platform. And not to mention the TV. We do interviews all the time with our members. When you become a member, we're doing interviews. We have a new Meet Our Members show. We have over 6 different hosts now that are going to be using Meet Our Members and doing interviews with all of the members. We want to get all 3,000 quality members all interviewed and get all of their profiles active. But again, we have, last but not least, and then we're going to finish this up. One more thing I want to let everybody know is we have an affiliate system that tracks everything that you bring into the network. And shout out to the 26 people that are affiliates right now that are truly taking this seriously. And all you have to do is invite them into our mega pitch party. Every other Thursday, we do a pitch party that gives you the chance to get your message out there, pitch for free, get a free commercial. And we call it next level networking. Because not only do you network with people on Zoom, but then you follow up with them and you get business. You get the appointments with our social network. And so make sure you go to EasyWay Pitch Party, letter E, letter Z, EasyWayPitchParty.com to register free and check it out, see what we're all about. So our motto is you pitch it, we promote it. But yeah, that's enough time. That's all the time we have for today.
I brought Hopper with me today to show a couple talk tricks, but it didn't work. So I'm still working on it, so maybe next time.
So
anyway,
engineers,
yeah,
you can play that disclaimer, please. Play that disclaimer, and then let's go ahead and play that last final commercial, and then we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Guys, if you want to be on the show, or if you have your own podcast, for $100 a month, you can boost your podcast on our network, and our network has a pretty good amount of ears and eyeballs that'll learn, you know, that'll follow your show. We have a podcast system as well that gives you subscribers, helps you blast your subscribers, helps you get advertisers, and helps you get bigger guests, and manages it all in one place. So that's easywaypodcast.com. But all right, guys,
wow.
Eric Zulli, James Zulli, Radio Boomers Live every Monday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell your friends. Go to easywaynetwork@gmail.com if you want to be a guest. Carmelita's Corner, great, great segment. Dom, keep doing your thing. Jim Bannon, wow. ROI Track, again, our first official advertiser on Easy Way News. Another great show.
Great guest. So interesting. And let's keep rocking and rolling, guys. So, but unfortunately, we got to sign up. But remember, every Monday morning, we're here, and the shows are, you know, you can listen to them anytime. They're archived. So
on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, just Google Easy Way Radio. And remember, guys, keep God first. People ask me what I do, and I say I work for God. I make them smile. That's what I do, and that's the mentality, that's the mindset that you guys should have, and or
exactly.
Whatever your spiritual energy is that you follow. We respect all religions, but for us, Easy Way is God's way, and we are one big happy family. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you guys next week, same Easy Way time, same Easy Way channel.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zulli. Be sure and visit easywaynetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, easywaynetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.